Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, AJ Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ezequiel Carrera. Batting second. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting third. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Matt Laporta. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Austin Kearns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. And now, play ball. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pierre takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Pierre moves to second. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Carrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pierre moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ezequiel Carrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rios strikes out. 1 out. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan strikes out. 2 outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckham is hit by the pitch. Pierzynski moves to second. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierre is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laporta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierre for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt LaPorta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaPorta strikes out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards first. LaPorta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko strikes out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dunn moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Dunn moves to third. Quinton moves to second. AJ Pierzynski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierzynski is walked intentionally. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kearns strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tehan hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckham strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierre is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ezequiel Carrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Floyd covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Asdrubal Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a pop-up towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dunn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Quinton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rios is 0-for-2 in the game. Rios hits a line drive towards third. Chisenhall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt LaPorta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LaPorta is 0-for-1 in the game. LaPorta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinton. Chisenhall reaches second base with a double. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chisenhall moves to third. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckham strikes out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marson is 0-for-1 in the game. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ezequiel Carrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrera bunts towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Rafael Perez now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dunn strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Quinton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabrera for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Laporta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laporta is 0 for 2 in the game. Laporta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 3 in the game. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Tehan strikes out. 2 outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brent Morrell now playing third base. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kearns hits a line drive into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis is hit by the pitch. Chisenhall moves to second. Carlos Santana pinch hits for Lou Marson. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chisenhall moves to third. Kipnis moves to second. 2 outs. Matt Thornton now pitching. Orlando Cabrera pinch hits for Ezequiel Carrera. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Travis Buck now playing left field. Michael Brantley now playing center field. Carlos Santana now catching. Frank Hermann now pitching. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierre is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Pierre hits a line drive towards third. Chisenhall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Santana and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Quinton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Quinton hits a pop-up towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brent Lillibridge now playing right field. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Brantley moves to second. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sergio Santos now pitching. Matt LaPorta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaPorta is 0 for 3 in the game. LaPorta strikes out. Pierzynski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws LaPorta out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.